North Shore of Huron, there's a little mining town. They call it Blind River, you can still find it now. Come listen to my song of a woman long gone, and the things you can't see in the dark. She didn't have much family, there was no place to hide. Just some distant relations on the Indian side. Her father behind bars, and her mother on all fours, up the clapboard house near the tracks. Some said that she knew many a man, and she knew the back streets where the wild women ran. She knew miners and miscreants, she knew well-respected citizens. A little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. What's the harm of a boat ride on a cool northern night with the man that you know by the rooming house light? And the water's like ink, and he hands you a drink, and the stars spin over your head. It was 2 weeks later when someone noticed she'd gone. So the divers were brought in and it didn't take long. She was so cold and blue, and the trail was cold too, and the river had nothing to add. At the radio hotel, he was deep in the gin, and the truth would come out as the spirits went in. To all that would listen, there was no detail missing about the boat and the wire and the rocks. The constable reluctantly knocked on the screen. He said, "I'm sorry, Jim, I got to take you in. But there's no need to hurry. Tell the wife not to worry. You'll get a fair trial, I'm sure." Sufficient evidence on the trial day. That's Blind River justice, as they sometimes say. If the river saw something, it ain't saying nothing. It just flows along as it wills.